From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. One of the most hotly contested ballot measures in the North Bay is the Smart Train proposal, Measure Q. It would levy a 1/4-cent sales tax for the Sonoma Marin Area Rail Transit train, a 70-mile line between Cloverdale and Larkspur. Supporters say Smart offers commuters an alternative to driving one of the most gridlocked sections of 101. Opponents question the proposal's efficiency and the $1 billion price tag. Lisa Morehouse reports.
During weekday evening commute hours, cars going south in Sonoma County speed down Highway 101. But going north, traffic can creep along at 15 miles an hour.
People can't keep sitting in traffic for what amounts to 8 working days of our lives.
Claudia Erin Rosa Petaluma works in Novato. She's one of the growing number of North Bay residents who commute within and between Sonoma and Marin counties. She thinks the Smart Train would change her life.
I wouldn't be getting in the car, I wouldn't be filling my car, I wouldn't be polluting the atmosphere, and I'd be relaxing to and from.
Marin County Supervisor Charles McGlashan is the chairman of Smart.
From the very first month of operations, I could offer a citizen in Santa Rosa a 50-minute cut in their commute time to San Rafael, the Civic Center, or even Novato.
Right now, the busiest parts of 101 in the North Bay see over 150,000 daily car trips, and those numbers are growing. Studies predict the Smart Train would log at least 5,000 passenger boardings a day. And McGlashan thinks that's a critical first step in addressing gridlock and greenhouse gas emissions.
Smart is just the beginning of the modern vision of non-car transportation that we need to build in these two counties if we want to act responsibly in the face of climate change.
McGlashan hopes Smart would eventually anchor a regional transportation system that could get 1 in 5 commuters out of their cars. But the whole plan sounds iffy to Measure Q opponents.
Did you notice there's only one track? They're going to operate trains in both directions, and they're claiming that the trains are going to operate perfectly by having sidings.
Mike Arnold walks me along an unused section of rail line in Novato where Smart would run. He co-chairs the citizen group opposing Q.
It's a classic boondoggle.
Arnold says that proposed stations are too far away from people's homes and workplaces, and the shuttle Smart plans to run aren't a good solution. He says it would be a lot more efficient and cost-effective to bolster the existing bus system operated by Golden Gate Transit.
Every way you look at it, you keep coming up with the same answer. It's $1.4 billion over 20 years, and it doesn't take many people because 5,000 people a day out of the system is nothing. It's a pittance.
That sentiment appears to be more widespread among Marin County voters like Cindy Buten, who doesn't commute and says she knows only 2 people who would use the train.
A lot of people, I think, are voting for it so that the other guy gets his car off the road. So they want everyone else to take the train so there's less traffic for them on the road. And I just don't think that this is an effective means of transportation to get enough people off the road that it's going to make a difference.
But Randy Rentschler, spokesman for the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, takes a longer view in support of Measure Q. If transportation systems really work, he says, people will start living and building businesses near transit centers.
This is a question to how do we want to live into the future? And it's not just a commitment to the train. I think by and large for those communities, it's a commitment to grow in a different way so that this investment can be used in the most efficient form.
2/3 of Sonoma and Marin County voters would have to approve Measure Q for it to pass. A similar measure narrowly lost in 2006. If it passes this time, supporters say the Smart Train will be up and running in 2014. For KQED Radio News, I'm Lisa Morehouse.
And I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.